Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving Sunday, it's a great day to be in God's house with God's people. Let me begin with just a story from the scriptures. A great story. Are you hearing me okay? Going back into 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat is the king, and the enemies are coming together against him. And they are a vast army. And Jehoshaphat is very much aware that the enemies are coming, and he's not sure what to do. So what he does is he calls for a solemn assembly. He calls the people together, and as they gather together, he calls them to pray. And he begins to pray. This is a great king and a great leader. And as he prays, he says, we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. I love that prayer. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In that prayer assembly, one of the men that was there had prophetic giftings, and his name was Jehaziel. And he stood up and he began to prophesy the word of the Lord to the people. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. The battle is not yours, but God's. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you. And that next day, that tomorrow, Jehoshaphat stood before the people and said, have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful. And then the king did something that I find strange. He said, it says in the Bible, he consulted the people. What a strange thing to do for a king. But he went to the people, he consulted them, and this is what he did. After he consulted the people, he appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out to battle. The men went out singing in front of the warriors. And they sang, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. And as they began to sing, the scripture says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes, and the enemy was defeated. Isn't that a great story? A great story that reminds us when we come to that place in our lives where we are facing a battle, that we need to just seek God, trust in him, listen for the word of the Lord, and obey it. It's also a reminder of the power of thanksgiving. From 1 Thessalonians 5, the verses that the kids are learning downstairs. It says, be joyful always, starting in verse 16, be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It says, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to that which is good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful who calls you, and he will do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving lets God know that you have confidence in him. Thanksgiving will change your countenance and your disposition so that you will literally radiate the joy of the Lord. Thanksgiving opens a door for God to work. When Pastor Mark called me a couple weeks ago and asked me if I'd speak on Thanksgiving Sunday morning, I said, sure. Well, he said, don't say sure so fast. Pray about it overnight. and call me back the next day. And really, that's a good exercise because, you know, right away I went to all the scriptures on Thanksgiving and I thought, oh, the 10 lepers, the one came back. Remember him? He came back and said, thank you, and he was whole. And in the Acts 16, when the prison was open, when Paul and Silas, remember, they were beaten and their feet were fastened, and they began to sing at midnight and the earthquake, and they were set free. And I thought, wow, that'd be a great sermon. And then Lamentations 3, we sang it, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning. Mercies are new. I went to the Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I began to think, what can I preach? And that day I'd been reading through the book of Colossians, and I had just taken the whole book and just was reading it and thinking about it and stewing about it, and meditating on it. And that's what God said from the book of Colossians. There's a word for the people that will encourage them and strengthen them. So when I phoned Pastor Mark back, I said, yeah, I can preach. I can do this. So we're in Colossians. So we start in chapter 1, in verse 3 to 5. Listen to these words. Colossians 1, 3 to 5. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. Praise the Lord. We always thank God for each of you. You know, I love our mission. River Valley Community Church, we exist to love, to serve, and to offer hope. Did you catch that scripture that I read? It was about faith and love that springs from hope. And it's all in there. And so I simply want to say I thank God for you. Now, I realize we come together from a variety of backgrounds and ideas and lifestyles, and that's a good thing. I also realize that some are easier to be thankful for than others. It also means that we can thank God for each other even in those difficult times. I love Colossians 3, 12 to 14. I often find myself just meditating on those verses. And there we're reminded to clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, to bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And then in Luke chapter 6, we're reminded that we are to love our enemies and to do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who mistreat us. I find that when I'm thanking God for people, I'm not judging them. I find I'm not mean-spirited. I cannot stay angry. The fact is, you will clash with someone. That's a fact. And you know, there are those difficult, obnoxious people. And as I scan the room, and I look for the most difficult and obnoxious person towards me in this room, and I look up in the balcony, and I look, is there... Who do I see that I need to be thanking God for? And I realize it's me. It's me. And I need to just say, thank you, Lord, for me. And you know, that's okay. In fact, that's a good thing. As we thank God for each other and for God's work in our own lives. And you know, when I think of, even in my relationship to myself, I think of the place of personal repentance and forgiveness and blessing. And sometimes I need to do that with myself. I need to repent for my thinking and for even some of my responses and actions. And I need to forgive myself and I need to bless myself in the name of the Lord. And that's a good exercise. And it's especially good when it comes to one another. When we repent for our part in the division. And we seek forgiveness and we pour on blessing through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I choose thanksgiving because it's a great way to live. I choose to be thankful for the people in my life. I just want to live that way because a thankful attitude, it just is something that is so exciting and so precious. Praise the Lord. I served in leadership in our district for many years, and I would often meet with pastors and leaders in the church, and I found that sometimes pastors would be complaining about their situation, their lot in life, maybe their church or their board or something, and I'm so grateful that never happens here, but and some of the pastors that I visited with, they would complain. I remember visiting with one pastor who had nothing. And the church was just a tiny little church. And I was visiting with him, and I was expecting this barrage of complaints and murmuring. And all I got from him was thankfulness and excitement and God. It was God talk, and it was so awesome. And when we can choose to live like that, it's powerful. And in the midst of any circumstances, we choose thanksgiving. It's a great way to live. And so I say, thank you, Lord, for you. I thank you for each one of you. Well, there's something else in Colossians, and I'm still in the first chapter. We got four more to go, so just relax, three more to go. Verse 9 to 14. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. We're so thankful for God's redemptive work in our lives. I give you our mission, our vision. The River Valley Community Church's vision is to bring God's redemptive story to the community and to the world. That's the heart. That's the reason we're to bring God's redemptive story to the people of our community and the whole world. And that's our longing, our desire, our vision to do that. The power of the gospel. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We are without blemish. We are free from accusation. You have qualified us. You have made us worthy. You have rescued us. You have redeemed us. You have forgiven us. We are strengthened. We're strengthened for this journey we call life. We receive strength from the Lord for each and every day. God's grace. You know, October 28th, it's 500 years since Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the door of the chapel in Wittenberg. And the Reformation was born. Martin Luther was an amazing man in his journey to personal faith in Jesus Christ alone. When he came to that place where it's not about tradition, it's not about religiosity, it's not about the things of the laws of man or religion, it's about grace, it's about faith, the just shall live by faith, and it's in Christ alone that we have forgiveness and the grace of God that comes and touches our lives. Paul understood this so well in Colossians 3, 20 to 24, he reminds us that the principles of this world, its rules, its human commands and teachings, they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. It's only as you set your heart on the risen Christ that there is victory. As you seek him who is risen, the Lord Jesus Christ, it's in Christ there is victory. Praise the Lord. Martin Luther talked about the fiend of sin and conscience, and how it could only be dealt with through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that sets us free from our sin and from a defiled conscience. Jesus Christ washes us and cleanses us and sets us absolutely free. Praise the Lord. the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. His grace has touched our lives. He brings healing, hope, and heaven too. We can know and experience the grace of God. And so we say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And when we were singing Cornerstone this morning, I just was so moved in my spirit as I thought of all that we have in Jesus Christ. My faith is in Jesus Christ. My trust is in him. My hope is in him. I just want to say, thank you, Lord. I just want to worship him and exalt him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Think of that. Free from accusation, without blemish. We are the people of God, forgiven, cleansed, whole through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. So it's thanksgiving as we think of that. Praise the Lord. Well, let's keep going. In Colossians, we're going to jump over to Colossians 3. In Colossians 3, and just some verses. I want to talk to you about thanks living. Thanksgiving, first of all, for each other. Thanksgiving for God's redemptive work in our hearts and lives. And then thanks living. What a great way to live. Thanksgiving. Colossians 3 and 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3 and 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Colossians 3, 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Praise God. And one more, Colossians 4 and 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Thanks living. That's a great way to live. I especially like in Colossians 4 and 2 where it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. It's about being committed to a life of prayer. It's being watchful. I have a tendency to look down. And one of my instructors, Tom Gunther, he is always after me. He says, Ken, you're always looking down. Lift up your head and look up. And if I'm going to be watchful, I need to do that. I finally noticed the sign on the back of the church. I lifted up my head and wow, there's this nice sign there. I don't know how long it's been there. But there's something about being watchful and lifting up your head and looking around. And you begin to see. You see others more clearly. You see the world around you. You see the beauty of God's splendor and grace. It's a good thing to be watchful. To be watchful. But also, right with that, is thankful. Being thankful. These are great ways to live. In that Colossians 4, 2, in that context there, Paul is writing about being wise in the way you act towards outsiders, making the most of every opportunity, that your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. So he's saying, be thankful in the midst of outsiders, being thankful in times of opportunity of ministry and service, being thankful. And it's, a great way to live. Praise the Lord. Well, thanks living. I think this thanks living, it's because of who we are and what we do. When I look at Colossians and I see who we are, we're members of one body, and be thankful. Members of one body called to peace and be thankful. That's who we are. And you know, we talked about belonging and significance October 1st, I think it was. Belonging and significance. When we are members of one body, there's something powerful about that. It just calls us to thanksgiving. In Colossians 3:12, it talks about us being chosen, holy, and dearly loved. That's who we are. God has chosen us for himself. He set us apart, sanctified our spirit, soul, and body so that we might be blameless at the coming of Christ. Holy, set apart, dearly loved. That's who we are. Dearly loved by God and by each other. Powerful when we think of it. Members of one body, chosen, holy, dearly loved. That's who we are. And then it tells us what we are to do. What we are to do, we're to let the peace of Christ rule. We let that rule. That word rule is really umpire. It's, you know, when the umpire, you're watching the World Series. I mean, the Yankees are down. Oh, they're losing. My goodness. I was a New York Yankee fan, but you can forgive me for that. But just thank the Lord for me and we'll be good. But let the peace of Christ be the umpire of your life. Praise the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell within you. Teach and admonish one another with wisdom. Sing unto the Lord. Don't you love it when we worship and sing praises unto God and give glory unto Him? Devote yourselves to prayer and to watch and to make the most of every opportunity. God gives us opportunities. We're called to make the most of them, and we do that as we live in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Where are we? I'm going to get all mixed up here. Yeah. And that's okay. Thanks. So we're going to be thankful for each other. We're going to be thankful for God's redemptive work. And we're going to be thankful for living a life that's pleasing to God. We just want to give glory to God and honor Him. You know, David was in a cave among the lions. And all he did was say, I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will give thanks unto you. I will exalt you. I will bless you. When you think of that, he just wanted to praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It's thanksgiving, and that's what we want to do, is to be thankful. It's a great way to live. It brings freedom. It brings light in the darkness. It just blesses our lives. It changes our countenance. It changes the atmosphere in our homes and in our personal life. It changes our atmosphere. When we're full of thanksgiving unto God, it blesses us and enriches us and strengthens us. It's such a great way to live, especially when you belong to Jesus Christ. Be thankful for who He is, for all He has done, for what He is doing, for what He will do. We give glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. I thank you, Lord, so much for your word to us today. And I thank you, Lord, for each one that's here. And I pray a blessing of your grace and your peace to fill our hearts and our lives. And fill us with that thankful attitude. That attitude of gratitude, that thank you, Lord, attitude. We do love you, we bless you, we praise you, we give you honor, we give you glory. You are the mighty God. Praise God. Just as you remain in an atmosphere of prayer, your head's bowed, your eyes closed, I'm just so glad you're here. I'm glad for each one that's here. I just want to ask if there's anyone here this morning you need Jesus to come into your life. You want to receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior? We'd love to give you that opportunity to do that. Just ask you to slip your hand up where you are. We'd just love to pray for you following the service. If there's anyone you would like to invite Jesus Christ to come, be your Lord and your Savior, we'd love to pray for you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Is there anyone? Praise God. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to stand up. You're going to sing a song again for us? Pastor Mark's going to lead us in a song. Amen. Amen. Now, if that person who raised their hand is comfortable to come to the front, I would invite them to do that. If not, we can just get my attention and we can talk. But if you're comfortable to come to the front, just we're going to stand and sing unto the Lord. And just if you're comfortable to come, just come in Jesus' name.